Today, we will try to know who Lord Gauranga is. What was the purpose of Lord's descent? And which form should we worship Gaura? Though we are all doing, but more clarity is needed in this aspect. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in Vidag Madhav says, in the beginning itself, Anarpit charin chirat karunya avitirino kalau. Anarpit means never offered before, never bestowed before. Mahaprabhu has come to give that which was not bestowed for a very long time. Anarpit. It was bestowed previously, but long time back, many yugas back, it was bestowed once. To give that once again, Mahaprabhu has descended. Once in day of Brahma, Mahaprabhu descends to give this very special gift. If you observe carefully, Karunya avatirnau kalau. Karunya means out of mercy. And avatirnau means have descended. And kalau means in Kali Yuga. So if we see, as Lord is descending, there is no need to mention Karunya technically speaking. Lord is descending, it means mercy. Then why are they writing Karunya? In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever there is a decline in religion, I incarnate. So it is but natural, whenever Lord incarnates, it is mercy, without doubt, the sign of mercy. So now as he descends as Lord Gauranga, what does the Lord do? Kills his demons, protects devotees when Krishna descends. So it is nothing but a sign of mercy. Incarnation itself means mercy. So if Lord is incarnating, descending, mercy cannot be separated from that ever. In every incarnation of the Lord, mercy will be there because Lord descends for a reason. So why is the word Karunya used in this shloka? Karunya avatirino. In one word itself, it seems incompatibility. The Lord has descended out of mercy. Lord always descends out of mercy only. So what is so special about it? When we talk on the basis of justice, it is considered who is deserving and who is undeserving. Then justice is done. Meaning this person is right and he will get, and he is not right, he will not get. But as the Lord descends as Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this is not so. Here, it is not considered whether one is deserving or not. That is why it is said Karunya Avatirna. Lord has descended out of mercy. There is no consideration of qualification. When Mother Earth went to Sheer Sagar, she said there is so much of disturbance by demons, so they should do something about it. Even then the word Karunya was not used. The shloka says, Vasudev grahe sakshat bhagavan purushaha paraha janishyate tat piyartham sambhavantu suvasat kiyaha. That at Vasudev's home, Lord himself will appear, and for his service and service of the consort Radha, demigods will also accept birth. So this was only forecasted. Even in such disturbance by demons, the word Karunya was still not used, even though Mother Earth was begging for mercy only. In Ras Panchadhyaya, confidential matters are disclosed in a very restricted way. Though Bhagavatam is the essence of all scriptures, essence of Bhagavat is Ras Panchadhyaya. Even there is no clear description of the very confidential pastimes of Jugal. The relish of these confidential pastimes, even Lord Krishna himself want to relish it. The relish is so high. In Krishna Leela, Krishna is himself the object. He is performing pastimes, but he says, compared to me, Radharani enjoys much more. So to experience that, he descends. In one, Krishna himself is performing the Leela, and Gaur Leela, the Lord wants to relish that Leela, the pastime, in the mood of Radharani. So this was the main reason of his descent to the material world. निज गुड़ करे तोमार प्रेम आस्वादन अनुषंगे प्रेम माए कोयले त्रिभुवन. सो मेन रीजन वॉज टू रिलिश द प्रेम ऑफ राधा रानी एंड अनुषंगे प्रेम माए कोयले त्रिभुवन मीन्स सेकेंडरी रीजन द गॉड रीजन वॉज दैट वॉट ही हिमसेल्फ वॉज रिलिशिंग द राधा भाव द हाइएस्ट भाव द मधुर भाव द मंजुरी भाव ही वॉन्टेड टू गिव टू एवरी वन. सो जस्ट थिंक अबाउट इट. The desire which remained unfulfilled in Golok, to fulfill that, Lord descends in Navadvip. Actually, Lord becomes complete Lord in the real sense in Navadvip only. In Golok, he is not truly complete. If you see from Rasa point of view, if someone's desire is not fulfilled, can that person be called Lord fully? Lord's Lordship gets complete in Navadvip. This is from Rasa point of view. The relish which he gets, he distributes to everyone, just as a loving father distributes everything, whatever he has, to the kids. Otherwise, no one amongst us would have the authority to relish the confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna. No one. Just by merely gathering Sukritis, one cannot say, now I am authorized for the confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna. None of us have the authority. Even Lakshmi has got no such authority. So what to talk of us? So Lord is Karunya Avatirnau Kalav, out of mercy. In other ages, Lord descends. But in this age is simply only the Lord has not descended. He has descended along with Radharani in just one tanu, one body. Radharani is the embodiment of mercy only. Her body is made up of mercy. In reality, who is authorized to distribute Krishna Prema? Only Radharani. So when Radha and Krishna became one as Gaura, the Gaurang Mahaprabhu became the treasure house of distributing Krishna Prema. Otherwise, Krishna is not authorized to distribute Krishna Prema. Only Radharani is authorized to distribute Krishna Prema. She is a personification of Krishna Prema. So Mahaprabhu's desire to relish confidential pastimes, and secondary, then Radharani had the desire to distribute Krishna Prema to all living entities, and then that eternal associates also desire to relish the sadhana which is practiced during sadhan kal. So all these reasons combined, and the result is Gaura Leela, and we all are benefiting by that. So Krishna's desire got fulfilled, Radharani's desire also, and so was the devotee's desires. So Das Goswami etc. have descended as aspiring devotees, and other acharyas as well, and gopis have descended in male forms, male body, to relish the mellow of devotional service. If someone thinks there is relishment only in the spiritual world, in Lord's abode, it is kiddishness. There is relishment also in the practicing stage, the sadhan kal. Had this would not have been so, Lord's eternal associates won't have desire to perform bhajan, to relish the bhajan ras. At present we feel, I have to do bhakti. But this is not the right attitude. The right attitude is, I want to do bhakti. The eternal associates of the Lord also wanted to do aswadhan of sadhan bhakti. There was no pressure to practice devotion. But out of their own desire, they perform sadhan bhakti. There is so much relishment in sadhan bhakti. Now Krishna has descended as Gaura. He wants each of us to relish what he himself relished. So we should be very careful and deviate not even 1 millimeter away from his teachings. Not even 1 millimeter. So we need the expert guidance of someone who is fully clear in the Gaur principle. Else we will not be able to attain which for which Mahaprabhu has descended. किबा विप्र किबा न्यास शूद्र के नय सही कृष्ण तत्वविदा सही गुरु होय. वन हु इज वेल वर्स्ड इन कृष्ण तत्व कृष्ण प्रिंसिपल ही इज एक्चुअली गुरु. दिस इज व्हाट स्क्रिप्चर्स से. इट इज ट्रू इन अदर एजेस. इट्स ट्रू. हाउएवर इन दिस एज if we get guru who is well versed in Krishna principle, even that is not sufficient. Why? Because Krishna Tattva Veta can maximum take us to Gopi Bhav. Under Nimbarki, Krishna Tattva Veta guru is sufficient. They go till Gopi Bhav. But Mahaprabhu has descended to make us relish the mellow of Manjari Bhava. Mahaprabhu has descended to give us this sadhana. So we need to have that guru who is expert in scriptures. Which scriptures? Mainly those by the Shad Goswamis. There are so many who give discourses on Bhagavatam, Gita. They are giving at present, have given before. But nobody knows that in these pastimes, in Radha Krishna's pastimes, Rasalila etc., the Manjaris are also there, where even the Sakhis are not there. So by merely reading Bhagavatam, no one can conclude that in Radha Krishna's pastimes, there can be Manjaris, but Shad Goswamis. By the mercies of Shad Goswamis, we can go through scriptures composed by them to get to know the role of the Manjaris and how the ordinary living entities can attain that the highest Unnat Ujjwal Ras, the highest transcendental supreme bliss. So for us, Krishna Tattva Guru is not sufficient. We need Gaur Tattva Guru, well versed in Gaur principle. If we get any person in the form of Guru who is not really truly Gaur Tattva, we will undoubtedly deviate from the real path, the Anarpit Charim Chirat path, which for which Mahaprabhu has descended. It is common sense. So if one is a pure devotee of Krishna, even if still he is not sufficient for us, if we really want to get benefit of the gift of Sriman Mahaprabhu, we need only Gaur Tattva Guru. Like Babaji Maharaj, realized soul who has in Radha Krishna pastimes. If not, at least someone who can guide. He should be an expert in understanding the true purport of the scriptures, especially Gaur scriptures. He should know the reason for which Mahaprabhu has descended and how all the living entities will be delivered. Anything less than that will not do. We cannot accept even the teachings of the other associates of the Lord blindly, because there are chances that we may get deviated. This principle is so confidential, it is so very deep. The scriptures of Mahaprabhu like Ujjwal Nilmani, Radha Ras Sudhanidhi, Krishna Karanamrit, which Mahaprabhu himself used to listen. Bil Mangal Thakur has composed that. If we have not studied these scriptures under a Gaur Tattva Guru, if not attained expertise in these scriptures, then we just, there's so many as Chaitanya Chandramrit, we cannot give direction to the Gaur devotees, those aspiring to become devotees of Gaura. We cannot give guidance to Gaur devotees. Even if there is some big temple organization, if we are not under the guidance of someone who is truly Gaur Tattva, how can he make you Gaur Tattva, or how can he make you enter the realm of Gaur's abode when he himself is not aware? I am very much acquainted with devotees. I know for sure that practically there are hardly anyone who reads Bhagavatam, and there is not many who read Chaitanya Charitamrit, but still they are giving guidance to hundreds and hundreds of people. This is not technically right. Devotees will be misguided. They won't be on the path on which Mahaprabhu has come to give. Result will be Sukritis only, maximum. Because you yourself do not look clearly about the Gaur Tattva, how can you tell anyone about it? Have to think deeply about it. Do you have the authority to speak on Gaur Tattva if you are not really aware? So this is offensive, the topic on which we do not even know in dreams, about which even Lord's eternal associates in Vaikuntha do not know. And we give our comments, this is right, this is wrong. And devotees who get such guidance, they are highly unfortunate. This is so deep that until and unless someone has really gone deep into it, knowingly or unknowingly, will do harm to other devotees, other living entities. Once the habit of performing mechanical devotion develops, as Acharya says, it becomes very difficult to change that. So from the very beginning, it is important that we get the right guidance so that we do not do mechanical devotion ever. Mechanical means just like a machine, tongue is reciting and mind is somewhere else. You want to have direct darshan of the Lord? You want to feel the Lord while in this body itself? So to do right now in 2013 itself, this is also very much possible. It's not that it will happen once you get old. It's a wrong notion. Realization of the Lord occurs, it increases gradually, like 1%, 2%, 5%, it increases. So if we perform bhajan, every aspiring sadhaka will have more or less realization. We should introspect ourselves. Are we getting realizations? If not, there are two problems. One, we have to do practice devotion by heart and we have to be offenseless. To practice devotion by heart means heart should not be somewhere else. We are in Vrindavan, now the heart is somewhere else. And by being offenseless, when we do such bhajan, we'll be able to see the Lord, we'll have practical realizations. Many, many devotees continuously have so many realizations. If one is not a Gaur-tattva-veta, well-versed in Gaur principles, so if that person gives guidance, he himself is not absorbed, attached to Krishna or Gaura deeply, nigudha bhakti, then how can that person make us do that? So if I ask, we all perform worship of deities of Gaur Nitai, we are performing worship of Gaura, how are they actually in Navdvip, in Navdvip Dham, how do they look like? If we do not know that, how can we worship them properly? We need to know how God is. You are worshipping God, it is good. But one needs to know how God looks like. Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu is Kishore in his youth. He looks like Kishore. Kishore, you understand this way, that prime youth. By his appearance, he looks like 15 years of age. He looks very young, Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not our Ishtadev. Our Ishtadev is Gaurang Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is not a renunciate in Nitya Navdvip. Mahaprabhu is a householder with two wives, Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. Krishna Chaitanya is his name after renunciation. But Nitya Navdvip, no renunciation. No Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Gaurang Mahaprabhu. Krishna himself is very handsome, and on top of that, Radharani also enters. The effulgence of Radharani, the feelings of Radharani, try to think how handsome Gaur would be. In this way, Gaurang Mahaprabhu is so handsome. The personality like Gaurang Mahaprabhu cannot be equated to anyone, anywhere, never. So when we are having darshan of Gaurang Mahaprabhu, even in deities form, we should know whose darshan I am having. Not just Krishna, Krishna plus Radharani. And in which mood? In the mood of compassion, overflowing with mercy, blessings, compassion, everything. This is Gaurang Mahaprabhu. And Shat Goswamis on our altars are not the same in Nitya Navdvip, not in Kopin. They are not renunciates. They are in Kishore form. They are not old and very thin. No, they are in Kishore form. Very, very good looking. Youth. And Advaita Acharya, is he with white beard? No, he is also youth. He is also very, very young. Advaita Acharya was old in this Prakat Leela. But in Nitya Gaur Leela, he is not old. He is also in youth. He wears white clothes. So whenever we pay obeisances or recite mantras, we should be clear in our meditation how Gaur, Nitai, Advaita, they look like. Nitai is as just like Mahaprabhu. So how many associates of Gaurang Mahaprabhu met him after he accepted renunciation, like Sarvam Bhattacharya, etc. But in Navdvip, there is no renunciation. So all associates of the Lord reside in Navdvip eternally. Lord took the vow that he himself will accept renunciation. Just think, Lord had to accept renunciation. Who is the Lord? Bhoktaram, supreme enjoyer. And how merciful the Lord is, despite being the supreme enjoyer, he took sannyas. Why? To bestow mercy on conditioned souls. So Nitya Navdvip, He is not performing sannyas leela. He is a householder. Here only he accepts renunciation. Else the people here, conditioned souls, would not take his words seriously. If we read in a mechanical way, the way we chant japa, our reading will also be mechanical. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, etc., etc. Nothing happens to us at all. Mahaprabhu, the supreme enjoyer, our beloved, he took sannyas, is such a big thing. If your wife takes renunciation, your tears will automatically flow from your eyes, because as you start feeling the connection. The one with whom you feel connection, the moment one gets to know that person has taken sannyas, one starts lamenting, oh, how come? How can I live without him? So Mahaprabhu took sannyas, but nothing happens to us. Mahaprabhu is just like any other person who is staying in New Zealand, as if we have got nothing to do with him. With such an unknown person, we may identify to some extent, but not with Mahaprabhu. He took sannyas. It is not a small thing. For souls like us, we should think that Mahaprabhu took renunciation only for me, to give me this treasure of Manjari Bhava, Manjari Bhava Sadhana. I should not at any cost, under anyone's influence, be deviated from this true path, the Manjari Bhava Sadhana path, for which Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So while japa, we should desperately call the Lord. If we are not knowing how Mahaprabhu looks, how can we really do ahavahan, true ahavahan? He is not shaven head. He has long hairs. He is not a renunciate. He is grahastha. He is worshipped daily. He is not poor. He is very rich, studded with ornaments. His bed is with his father and mother. Here, Jagannath Mishra left. It is not so in Nitya Navadvip. So if at the end of our lives we want to attain Gaura, we should know all this inside out. Even if we have 106 fever, we should be very clear. Even if we are on the verge of fainting, we should know very clear how Mahaprabhu looks. If we do not know while we are alive, is there any magic expected on living body? We need to practice sadhana in such a way that our mind and intelligence get totally absorbed in Gaura, Nitya Gaura Swarupa. Via the senses, we perform service in such a way that we get absorbed in Lord completely. What we do in sadhana here, we get that in stage of perfection in Siddhi. So we should do sadhana accordingly. With full concentration, we should do japa, not mechanically, with hardships, trying to complete few rounds without any feelings. Do we get any feelings when we see our kids? Do we get feelings on seeing our parents, wife? Yes. Similarly, we should have feelings on hearing the names of Gaura. What does God do? For that, we must read scriptures, Gaur scriptures. And we should hear and understand and associate with Gaur Bhaktas, true Gaur Tattvetas. We have been chanting Hare Krishna for so long, but surprisingly nothing happens to us. Why? Because we don't believe that we have relationship with him. On the other hand, for example, our wife, we say Sangita, Sangita. We will say with so much of feelings. But when we say Hare Krishna, Gaura, Advaita, nothing happens to us. Even after spending 2 years, 4 years, 7 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, nothing happens to us. Why? Because we never tried this way. That Gaura is only mine. Gaur Amader Pran. Radharani is only mine, Amar Ishwari, Vrindavaneshwari. I am maid servant of Radharani. With this bhava, with this sambandh yukta gyan, we never did bhajan. With full knowledge of my relationship with the Lord. When we do such sambandh yukta bhajan, this is my sambandh with Gaura, this is my sambandh with Radharani, then we get realizations. Else, only frustrations. We have to believe that I am a manjari. We need to perform sadhana accordingly. I have no relationship with anyone other than Radharani. Not with husband, wife, kids, etc. I have relationship with no one. And I have forgotten that I have relationship only with Radharani, with Gaura. With such a pity state that we always remember all kinds of so-called relations, but have forgotten one with whom which we are actually related, with Radharani. So for performing japa, kirtan in full knowledge of the relationship with Radharani, then we will have realizations. Even by chanting, we will not have any realization. How can we have realization? We will continue to cry how to have practical realizations. But if we don't do the right way, there is a process, sambandha yukta bhajan. Until unless we do, we will not get realizations. And we will continue to identify with material people. And we will say there is no happiness in bhakti. Happiness is there in bhakti. Bhakti means happiness. Because you are not doing rightly. You are just... Don't perform bhakti in an ugly way. Bhakti is so sweet, full of happiness. The sadhan bhakti also, not just siddhi. A devotee performing worship of the Lord, if he is not happy, this is just not possible. One who performs true worship properly, pratikshana swadhan lolupasya, every second the taste goes on increasing, of whom? Of devotees only. So we have to become devotees. Lord says, mamev ansho, you have only relationship only with me. So when we do ahavan of the Lord, when you do japa, harinam, we should know whom we are calling. Krishna, the transcendental cupid. Then Radharani, prem rupaya. And who is Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna combined. So we should do ahavan like this. When devotees have darshan of Mahaprabhu, then everyone forgets everything. Mahaprabhu is so handsome. Everyone forgets everything. And we have not heard practically about any of these topics I told you right now, despite chanting Hare Krishna for last so many years. Actually, without this knowledge, the real spiritual knowledge, the spiritual life really doesn't begin. If I connect you to your eternal guru, then you will be benefited. And I should also be pleased that if someone has attained his eternal guru. Just think about it. That while being in this life, we attain the guru with whom we do Gayatri daily in Navdvip. Every day Gayatri is done, along with the guru, together. So how much one should be pleased that one attains such a guru in this life? If someone has attained his eternal guru and some other person, outsider, is not happy, then that person is surely envious. He's not devotee, he's envious of him. If we are attaining eternal guru and someone feels sad about it, oh, he has left me, us, or then he is actually envious, he's not happy for you. We are getting the association, the shelter of that person who will be our guru even in the Lord's abode. In Lord's abode, there is no service which is rendered independently. All services are performed with our Mantra Diksha Guru. In unbroken 500-year-old lineage from Mahaprabhu. Together, along with Guru, we do Tulsi Parikrama, we bathe at Ganges, we do Gayatri, bathing, there's so much close relationship is there. And how close we should feel our relationship with Mahaprabhu then, that cannot be even described in words. We have just imagined our relationship with everyone other than Guru and Gauranga. So we have to do Sambandha Yukta Naam. I have, my life is for Guru and Gauranga. Meaning taking Hari Naam with right knowledge that I am a Manjari, I have no relationship with anyone. Secondly, to chant by heart now. On reaching goal, mind will get absorbed. Das Goswami says, why japa? We should meditate on pastimes of Manjari Bhava, like, when will that day come when I will make Radharani eat Krishna Prasad? How will I do? How this is done technically? Yashoda Maya packs and sends Krishna Prasad, and Prasad, which is mixed by the other Sakis, to Radharani's home. It happens daily. The Adharame, the remnants of Krishna, mixed by Dhanishta, are taken to Radharani. By me, the Manjari. So the Manjari makes Radharani eat that. And nothing happens to us. Just hearing us, nothing happened. Why? Because there's so much special thing about, so much attractive thing about it. She gets prasadam from there. And Radharani eats like a... The eating is just unbelievable. Manjari is Radharani's sakhi. In the mood of servant, she is rendering service. Actually, they are friends. So, Lord Krishna literally begs from this Radharani's manjaris mercy, literally begs to attain mercy of whom? The manjaris. And who is attaining? Who begs? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such is the high position of Krishna. So these are the Sakhi's friends, the manjaris, the Radharani's friends, in front of whom even Lord Krishna begs for happiness. We beg before nonsense people of this world, give me happiness from husband, we beg happiness from kids, from wife. But there the Lord begs from us happiness. When will that day come? When I will bring prasadam of Krishna and make Radharani eat that. Prasadam is divine, just like the Lord is divine. Adhar Amrit, it is the nectar of his lips. Prasadam appears attractive to different people as per their love. The more one loves, the more prasadam will be attractive. Prasadam is not equally attractive to everyone. And who gets attracted to prasadam to the highest extent? Radharani. Why? Because Radharani has the highest love. We feel nothing from prasadam. Do we feel anything from prasadam? No. But Radharani gets intoxicated by merely seeing Krishna Prasad. Because she feels there is no difference between Krishna and Krishna Prasad. Likewise, you find in the past times when Mahaprabhu was honoring Jagannath Prasad. Anyone remembers this pastime? Prasadam was brought. Devotees who got the prasadam, at first Mahaprabhu did 3 parikrama around the devotees. He paid obeisances. He went into ecstasy but just by seeing prasad. Radharani went into ecstasy on seeing Krishna Prasad. And this pastime happens daily. So one relishes prasadam in proportion to one's love. Her love for Krishna is highest. So when she takes Krishna prasad, in each bite, she feels nectar of Krishna's lips. In each bite, she feels adharamrit. Who will attain the highest nectar? Radharani. And yes, where? In each bite, she feels that. As if Krishna is kissing her, in each bite, she feels this. Even while taking prasad, her eyes get closed. She gets so much bliss that it becomes difficult for her to open eyes. And where does mind go? Mind goes into the past time. That when Krishna kissed me this way, where we were, what did we converse, what were we engaged in. This is Krishna prasadam. We are also taking Krishna dharamrit, but do we take in this consciousness? We do not even take Krishna prasad, we take manjari prasad. Krishna prasad, when Radhani takes, Krishna prasad is so attractive. And when Radhani takes, you can imagine how attractive it would be. And when the manjari takes it, just imagine how much attractive that would be further. When we take, we just rung the bell and some mantras, and after some time, we just pick it away. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they do not offer this way. First, we offer to Shri Krishna, and then Shri Krishna's prasad. And second offering, we do offer to Radharani and Sakhis. And then the third offering, we do it offer to the Nitya Manjari, Rupati Manjari, and Guru Manjari, etc. So this sadhana, we should practice daily. We should offer food this way. Not just after 15 minutes, just pick up the plate. No. Do it the same way in which you are going to get siddhi. The food no longer remains food. It becomes Krishna Amra Adhuramrita. The intoxication goes in the food. Amar Madhurya Nitya Nav Nav Hoye Prem Rupa Koreya Aswadaye. The sweetness of Krishna increases every moment, but the devotee, according to his devotion, relishes that. Radharani is getting intoxicated from each bite. And who are the manjaris? Just think, as Radharani is taking prasadam from her face, from her eyes, hundreds and hundreds and kinds of effulgence, lavanya, are flowing. Just think about it. We want to see a movie star. They're very good looking, very handsome, very gorgeous, very beautiful lady. If one want, they eating something, we take hundreds and hundreds of photographs we want to take. Then just think how attractive Radharani would be, the most gorgeous lady on the planet. Most loving. And hundreds and hundreds of effulgence, lavanya, just flowing like rivers from her face, from everywhere. So in that state, what prasadam can she take? Just think about it. She is totally intoxicated. So manjaris means us. We are abhin de abhin prana from whom? From Radharani. So the mode in which Radharani is, Manjari's spontaneously get to know about the pastimes which Radharani is relishing. Accordingly, Manjari's narrate the pastimes to make her conscious and return to her normal state so that she can have prasad. Else, Radharani cannot take prasadam at all. To make Radharani eat Krishna prasad, is that an easy task? Is that a child's play? Is it easy to make Radharani eat Krishna prasad? Can an ordinary person make her eat prasad? Only Manjaris can. Why? Because they are abhin deha, abhin prana from her. Her mood can only be known to the Manjaris. Not even the deepest moods are not known to even Lalita and Vishakha. Though Lalita and Vishakha are also there, they are cracking jokes, narrating past tense, but not in details. Why Lalita and Vishakha cannot talk in details about those past times? Because they themselves have not gone into those past times. How can they narrate fully? But Manjaris, they see even the deepest Nikunj Leelas, which Lalita and Vishakha have not access to. This is what Mahaprabhu has come here to give. The pastimes can be described only by Manjaris. For making Radharani eat prasad, super expertise is required. So this is being said, expertise. We sing in the morning, Nikunjayo navrati keli siddhyaya yali bhir yuktira pekshaniya tatrati dakshyata ativallabhasya vande gura shri charanaravindam. The guru, genuine Gaudiya Vaishnava guru, is Manjari only. And he is supremely expert in making Radharani eat prasad, making arrangement, tasteful arrangements for Radha Krishna's pastimes. So, we pay obeisance to such a guru. And he is not, such a guru would be totally absorbed in Gaur and Radha Krishna. He's got never installed other deities, Narsingha, Sitaram and all this. Never install all this. He is just totally absorbed in his Ishta. I offer my obeisance to such a guru. It is not being said in context to everyone. It is said in context to whom? Vande Guru Shri Charanarvindam, one who is super expert in arranging the confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna. So we should know all this. These are just the basic things, just the ABC. The sadhaka, aspirant, also takes prasad after Krishna, then Radharani, then Manjis. Everyone should know this. It is not that the aspirants also take, they do it some other way. When Radharani is made to eat prasad, she is prem unmadini, in the state of intoxicated, a state in which she is totally intoxicated in love. And to make her eat prasad is not a joke. So we have to meditate on that Radharani, on whose face hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of effulgence lavanya emanate, from whose eyes hundreds and hundreds of effulgence are coming, and who is in that state, intoxicated state of love. And according to that bhava, what do Manjaris do? Manjaris, remembering everything, they narrate the pastime which she is remembering at that time. So she becomes slightly alright. The moment Radharani hears flute, the flute is calling Radhe Radhe. The moment itself, Radharani, without caring what she is wearing or what not, she just tries to run. With very great difficulty, Manjaris hold Radharani by narrating Krishna Katha to make her little conscious. Because Radharani goes into state of madness by merely hearing the flute. Shingara of Radharani, decorating Radharani, we have read in scriptures, it is not very easy. Because Radharani, when we have to decorate her most? When she has to go to meet Krishna. And the moment she gets to know she has to meet Krishna, she loses her state, mental state. So you can very well imagine when she is taking prasadam, what state prem on madhani she is. And when she really has to meet Krishna in person, she will go fully mad. So with great difficulty, we make her wear lehenga, upper cloth and everything. So Manjaris are abhin deha. So we should understand that Manjaris do not even want Shri Krishna in the absence of Radharani. We do not want mercy of Krishna. We want mercy of Krishna with Radharani. So dressing Radharani or Radharani make prasadam, eat prasadam, this is one of our main sevas there. So Krishna as Lord Gaura has descended just to take us there,
just to take us to Radharani's service and to relish as much as Radharani does. Hare Krishna.